volume 5. This is letter number 1359. And this is Baruch Hashem, dated the 23rd day of Tevis, Tashim in Brooklyn. This is sent to the leadership of the Agudas Chabad in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Aleim Yichu Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says like this. Okay, I happened to find out, the Rebbe says. But you know, the Rebbe puts a parenthesis, everything is by divine providence. So the fact I found it out means that it's important that the section of Tarbut v'chinuch, those are the ministries in the government and education in Eretz Yisrael, received hundreds of thousands of Sforim that was taken away from the Nazim, Yimach Shemom. And these Sforim have already been received in Eretz Yisrael, and now they're looking for the owners of these books, of these Sforim. And also, it's in the intent of the Misrat Hadatot, of the office of the various religions in the Israeli government, to distribute some of the above Sforim, especially those that have a connection to religious life, amongst the various yeshivas and mixed institutions that are in Eretz Yisrael.
Wow.
So it looks like this is really true, because it seems they have all the details. So therefore, is my suggestion that as quickly as possible, you should organize a request and a demand, I guess, in two. Number one, perhaps you can find out if there is anything there from the library of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. If the Rebbe says, if there are any books of the library. And to also demand that from the above Sforim, at least some portion of it, an important portion for our yeshivas in Eretz HaKodesh, such as the yeshivas Lud, Teres Emes, and also to add the yeshiva in the Kfar and Tel Aviv, if they also give to such yeshivas. Self-understood that if they're going to find their Sforim that belong to the library of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, you have to receive them and to send them here. As far as the Sforim for the yeshivas, besides the matter by itself, it's important. It's necessary that in all these matters, all the institution, all the offices, that they have to give a certain portion of it to the Chabad institutions that are in there is the Kodesh. Yeah. Number five over here, so we're missing a lot of the other things that the Rebbe writes to them. Some of them were not reproducible because they contain things that is not important, or maybe sometimes people shouldn't read it. Rebbe says, please, for the future, don't rely on this that you know that I find out about something, just happen to find out, even if it's divine providence, if it's such important matters. But one person of the committee of Agudas Chabad should interest themselves in such matters and similar, and certainly, the Rebbe says, not to become, one person should only take care of it. Not everybody's taking care of it, because the Rebbe quotes from a statement from the Talmud that when you have a pot where two people are in charge, they're two cooks, spoil the brew, as they say. If you have two people owning the pot, it's neither hot nor cold. Everybody is relying on somebody else. So the Rebbe basically says, you know, one person, his job will be to find out things like this and to let know here, to let the Rebbe know as soon as possible. Further, the Rebbe said, I had a visit from Arye Leib Gelman Sheyichya. And as he spoke, so to me, it seems that in about 3 or 4 weeks, he's going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe says it will be fitting is to prepare for that time a very specific, detailed program. What is it that we need to demand of him as he heads the committee that coordinates in Eretz HaKodesh. And that is to follow to a recommendation that you will give him before some time. The Rebbe is telling them how to go ahead and secure for the yeshivas over there. First send him a letter, and then later on prepare. The Rebbe says, this makes a very good impression upon him. And he also told us about it, that the Chabad were the only ones who they heard from detailed specifics they heard. And the Rebbe says, I had demanded from him, as far as practically, that as soon that the money will be received, he should not hold it back. They should give it to Chabad, to the first possibility to actually utilize the funds to do activities. As it's self-understood, he was not able to clearly answer me because all the other, the Mizrahi, the other, have to get support as well. But if you're going to ask of him once, twice, and three times, and really he wants it as well, so then you can rely that he will support. And therefore we can, it's hopeful that you'll actually be able to receive, and also receiving a larger amount. Rebbe's teaching them how to fundraise, and who to fundraise, and who to appreciate. But the one thing, I mean, of course the Rebbe was the Rebbe, but the Rebbe cared about all the funding of all the activities for Yiddishkeit, what goes on. It was not a narrow-minded, you know, like everybody is worrying about themselves, you know. He was worried that everybody should have their funding, what they need. Self-understood. The Rebbe says that will also, it also would depend on the time that the money from here will be sent. When the Rebbe says, I will let you know when there'll be details, but in either way, you should do all the preparation. And that means also a little pressure on this Mr. Gelman. Do it as early as possible. Number seven. So the Rebbe says, I have found out that the yeshivas and the Talmud Torah in Eretz Yisrael can receive support in one of three ways. From, there's called the Vada yeshivas. It's called the group of yeshiva, Misrata Datos, that's the ministry for religious matters, and also Misrad Asa, those are the offices for social services. So please let me know the details about each one of the institutions, whether you receive from the above, and how much you receive from each one, and what else could be done from here. The Rebbe says, I'm expecting a response to all the above, and also on the previous letters, and the earlier the better. Thank you in ahead, from advance, with blessing and success in your holy works. Amazing how, you know, a lot of people that you see today, you know, they're successful and they're doing a lot of good work and successfully raising funds, and you know, without funds, there's very little you can do, and with the funds you can do a whole lot of those things. The Rebbe put them on their feet, you know, and the Rebbe started them off. When the Rebbe started, this is the beginning of Rebbe's leadership, you know, they were basically no money. In one of the previous letters we read recently, the Rebbe is saying, everybody's complaining to me, how come there's no money in the bank? How come there's not everything? There's not this, not that. And the Rebbe had to sort of basically get the whole thing rolling in every aspect of it, making chassidim, making people that want to learn, making yeshivas, caring about Yiddishkeit, making sure that everybody has money, encouraging them, pushing them, you know, sometimes, you know, telling them a little bit with words, strong words, and speaking to people, getting up, connecting to different people and different things. So it's like amazing to see. And that's what we get when we read in the beginning. Later on, once the ball started rolling, I guess it was already, but that push, you know, to get that ball rolling, you know, that was just like on a whole different level and a whole different things, you know, the way the Rebbe did over here. It's just amazing.